NPR News. It's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. After a natural disaster, the estimated death toll often fluctuates, and we often learn the event was less deadly than initially feared. It appears there will be no such relief in southeastern Iran, where authorities say they have already recovered and buried more than 20,000 bodies after last week's earthquake in the city of Bam. Carl Vick is a reporter for The Washington Post who has recently been to Bam. He was there today. He's now outside in the provincial capital for that area, the city of Kerman, and joins us now. Mr. Vick, can you just describe what you've seen today?
Well, I saw Bam for the first time today. It looked like it looked in the television pictures. A fair number of structures still standing, the sort of commercial two double-story, better-made buildings, but everything else seems to be basically in pieces, and the pieces are bricks or mud bricks, and they're sort of spilled all over, and they're spilled into the streets. So you see a lot of people with shovels sort of working fairly methodically at places where they think bodies might be. They found some people alive today. I think they said they found a total of five. But for the most part, they're basically in corpse recovery mode. And I spent a fair amount of time, most of the time today, at the cemetery where they're disposing of all these bodies, and they're It's an industrial operation. It's really one of the most astonishing scenes I've ever seen.
Can you describe what you saw in that cemetery today?
Well, it's something that an American would recognize more as a landfill, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. They're treating every body with respect, and there are clerics there who are going through the rituals that a Muslim should go through, a Muslim burial should involve. But, I mean, to get the bodies in the ground as soon as possible, which they want to do both for religious reasons and hygienic ones, sanitary ones, they're using backhoes and bulldozers. They're digging trenches, burying people 50, 100 at a time, bulldozing it over, digging another trench. There's six sectors to what had been the land outside the cemetery, and now it's just this giant, you know, you think they were building something, but they're not. They're putting something away. It's really overwhelming, and of course there's smell and there's all the rest, but it's mostly just how organized it is, and as you go from sort of backhoe to backhoe and involves some walking, there's 50, 60 bodies at every one, and more in some cases, and that's just a moment in time, and you come back an hour later, it's going to be a different 50 or 60. So you really start to get the scale when you see this operation is, when I saw it, it's sort of closing down at the end of its second day.
Mm. Carl, we've been hearing here that international aid workers have been trying to rush to Bam. Have they been arriving as far as you can tell?
The aid situation, I think, turned around in the last 24 hours. I mean, my driver today, we were late setting off because he had to get water because everyone yesterday was thirsty and he felt so bad. And when we got there, people were offering us drinks. I mean, things turned on a dime there. Suddenly the gates opened and everybody's got enough food. I mean, there's food laying around. There's relief clothing laying around in the street, people discarding, and there's too much at the moment. There's still some shortfalls in tents. They need shelter, and I guess blankets mostly for the outlying villages. But the aid situation does not appear to be a crisis at this point, and it looks to be well in hand.
Carl Vick is a reporter for The Washington Post. He is outside the Iranian city of Bam, where an earthquake struck on Friday. Carl, thanks very much.
Thank you.